longing for one moment. Haphazard winds drift away. Tunes of the blues float along the pier. He stands there on the edge of the boardwalk, watching a window, a secret place he longs to be. Cascades of ink, the color of the sun, fall down upon shoulders as soft as the petals of a rose. Behind glass, etched with frosted beads of pearls, he gazes at the past. Olive skin, touched by graceful hands and sharp nails, forage on flesh yearning to be held. But he can only watch, as they move down and explore, valleys, dips, and angles of every kind. Lips part, and he hears in his mind the sound of pleasure and whispered words. He imagines his name falling into the wind, sweeping by and dancing in the night. Together with her, together he dreams. He steps closer, moving across the street to gain another inch, another minute with her, unseen, undisturbed, unknown. Clips of garters now undone, free long legs covered by stockings of silk and lace. Creamy flesh is given time to breathe, as his eyes, the color of chocolate, stare transfixed at the beauty laid out before him. Fingers curl into fists. Waves of desire, lust, and unspent fury rage through him. He stays still, watching, lurking, wanting but never taking. Splendor continues to move with grace. Her back is free of the confinement man has placed on women. All remaining clothes are slid free and spill to the floor. More petals of satin are slowly becoming wrinkled piles of wealth. He watches with want as she lowers herself down onto the bed, crawls like a panther, arches like a ballerina. Dreams project this image, and for a moment he's there, when in fact it is another she performs with deep into the night. With the heat and urges he has locked inside, now too much to bear, he turns, walks away, giving her back her freedom, her privacy, and this night.